back, fans. This is Molly welcoming you back to Season 2 of Mysteries About True Histories. Get ready for more math, more history, and of course, more mysteries. Hey, Max.
Hey.
I didn't see you at soccer practice today. Everything all right?
I told Coach I was sick.
You got a cold or something?
Nah, I just didn't feel like playing today.
Okay. You sure everything's all right? It's not like you to skip soccer practice to come skip stones on a lake.
It's the pogs.
The pogs? What about them?
I don't know. I feel like we're going in circles. Every mission ends with a question, which leads to more questions, which leads to even more questions. All with no answers in sight. It's got my brain twisted into a pretzel.
I see. What you want is a pretzel stick. Nice and straight with a clear beginning and end.
Yes! Side note, do you have any pretzels? Either kind. I could use a snack.
Sorry, I'm snackless.
All good. But seriously, these questions are driving me nuts. Ooh, some nuts would be great right now. Peanuts, walnuts, cashews.
Okay, enough with the snacks. What questions are irking you?
For starters, who is Charlene working for? And what transmission did she receive in the equipment shed when her school turned into the 1970s?
Yeah, that's a doozy.
And what's the deal with Mr. Avogadro and Mr. Zimmer? Are they pogs, or are they moles working for the pogs?
Yeah, there's that too.
How do we decode Baduk Master Dorim's cryptic? And what's up with Darwin's bezel?
Wait, didn't Aunt Em's friend Murph help us figure out the bezel?
Oh, right! But that still doesn't answer what the pogs were doing with Buddhist koans and Nostradamus' notes.
Oof, you're right. There are a lot of unanswered questions when you list them out like that.
I wish we could just go back to battling the trolls.
The troublemaking trolls?
Yeah, outsmarting trolls was a cinch. We always came out on top.
Really? I must not be thinking of the same trolls. The trolls I remember snatched Aunt Murgatroyd, stole our time radio, and even kidnapped you. Not to mention, they nearly uninvented ice cream, soccer, and the blues.
True, but at least with the trolls, our missions were simple. We solved their twisty math and stopped their schemes. With the pogs, it's nothing but questions and complications.
Mind if I throw a stone?
Be my guest. Whoa! How'd you do that? That stone must have skipped like 20 times. My record is a measly 3.
It's complicated.
Complicated? You gotta tell me.
Really? I thought you needed a break from complications.
Ha ha. Spill it.
Research into stone throwing has shown that the optimal angle for a skipping stone to contact the water is 20 degrees. 20 degrees is about 1/5 of a right angle, which is 90 degrees. So, all you do is adjust the stone so the front is 20 degrees up and...
Wow! That one was at least 30 skips! That's crazy!
It's not crazy, it's math. In fact, you can use the world record for skips to calculate about how fast the stone was thrown.
Wait, what's the world record for stone skipping?
88 skips.
Impossible!
Not if you throw the stone 43 miles per hour. And if you throw it 100 miles per hour, you can get the stone to skip 300 times.
300 times? Time out. I need to think this through. 88 skips divided by 43 miles per hour is around, 2 skips per mile per hour, right?
Yes!
And 300 skips divided by 100 miles per hour is 3 skips per mile per hour. That means the skips increase greater than the rate of speed.
Good insight. Doubling the speed of the stone triples the number of skips.
So how fast was the stone you threw that skipped 30 times?
Solving that is more complicated, since the speed and skips change at different rates. The world record was 88 skips at 43 miles per hour. If we round up to 100 skips at 50 miles per hour and take into consideration the fact that doubling the speed triples the skips...
We can divide and work backwards to 30 skips?
Close. If we divide 50 miles per hour by 2, we get 25 miles per hour. And then divide 100 skips by 3, we get 33.3, repeating skips. But we'll just say 33.
Okay.
Now, you said my second throw skipped at least 30 times. If it skipped around 33 times, then I threw the stone around 25 miles per hour.
Ah, so math and problem solving help us make sense of the complications in the world, even in things that seem simple, like skipping stones.
Exactly. And very well said, Max.
Thanks, but I still wish we could stick it to the trolls one more time. I wonder how they're dealing with the power-hungry pogs and their sneaky moles.
Yet another question to add to the list.
Okay, here goes. Angle calibrated to 20 degrees and...
Wait!
What?
There's a duck paddling our way.
Phew, I wouldn't want to hit it. Hey, is something tied around its neck?
Yes. It seems to be walking right up to us.
Yep, I don't believe it.
Maybe it thinks we have snacks.
That's not it. Look, it has a note. Of course. It's from Aunt Em.
I've heard of carrier pigeons, but messenger ducks? What does it say?
Greetings, problem solvers. Or should I say, quackity quack. It seems you've manifested the troublemaking trolls back into action. They're scheming to sabotage the famed Lighthouse of Alexandria in Egypt, 3rd century BCE.
Awesome! We're back in the troll business.
Wait, but I thought we were done battling trolls.
Troll activity has spiked since the pogs reared their ugly heads. Our troll division is stretched thin. That's why I'm sending in my trusted troll vanquishers. We're quickly and quackly. Over and out.
Okay. I guess it's troll time. I just hope thwarting them is as easy as you remember.
Alexandria, Egypt. 280 BCE. Here we come.
Wow. Ancient Alexandria is bustling.
It was a major trading port in antiquity because of its two harbors on the Nile River Delta.
Guess that's why the lighthouse is so important. It guides ships safely to shore.
Yep. Not to mention, it was the first monumental lighthouse built and served as a model for all lighthouses after it.
In other words, a successful troll sabotage would reverberate through history. Classic trolls.
Hey, what's that paper floating in the wind?
Got it! It's a flyer. Seems like they're doing a dedication to the completion of the lighthouse. Tonight.
The perfect time for the trolls to strike.
Put your back into it, boys. Stock the oil. Check the lamp. We must keep this lighthouse lit for the dedication tonight.
Excuse me.
What is it, young man? Hey, careful over there. You'll tear the bunting.
Are you the lighthouse keeper?
Indeed. The first lighthouse keeper of the first monumental lighthouse. I'm a wee bit nervous, to be honest.
We hate to add to your anxiety. There may be a plot to sabotage the lighthouse during the dedication.
Sabotage the lighthouse? Preposterous. We've registered the flags of all the ships in the harbor. They're all known and friendly trading partners.
What about the oil?
The oil? The last drums are being loaded now. More than twice as many as we would need to keep the beacon burning all night. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a dedication to prepare for.
If I were a troll, I'd sabotage the oil so it wouldn't light.
Good thinking. Let's test it. Careful with that torch. If the oil isn't sabotaged, we don't want the lighthouse, or us, going up in flames.
I know.
Okay, I'm gonna dip the flyer in oil, then you light it.
Looks like the oil works.
Hey, you!
Yikes, they saw us. Quick, douse the torch in the sand and let's go.
Do you see anything?
Nope. Just the lighthouse keeper and crew. Still preparing.
I don't know. We've been watching them all day. Nothing looks suspicious. Maybe the trolls just gave up and left.
Does that sound like the trolls to you?
Nope. Can I see the binoculars? Whoa! Check out the moon over the harbor. It's huge!
You're supposed to be looking for suspicious activity.
I think I just found it.
What, the man in the moon is gonna sabotage the lighthouse?
No. Check out the flag on the ship in the back of the harbor. Remind you of anything?
The troll symbol we found on Conklin's calendar last year. But why is it glowing?
It must only be visible in moonlight, just like the symbols on Conklin's calendar could only be seen in blacklight.
Whoa. That must be why the lighthouse keeper missed it. Good catch, Max.
Thanks.
Oh no.
What?
The trolls on the deck of the ship are aiming a catapult. It's pointed right at the lighthouse.
A catapult? There's no way they could launch a stone across the harbor.
What if they skipped it across the water? Whew, rowing a boat is hard.
We better pick up the pace if we're gonna stop the trolls.
How fast do you think we're going?
According to my phone, we're averaging about 2 knots.
What does tying knots have to do with speed?
No. A knot is a unit defined as 1 nautical mile per hour.
I see. What's a nautical mile?
A nautical mile is 1 arc minute of geographic latitude.
Wait a regular minute. I thought latitude was measured in degrees.
It is. We can divide degrees into arc minutes, which are 1/60th of a degree, and arc seconds, which are 1/60th in an arc minute.
Or 1 over 60 times 60 equals 3,600. 1/3,600th of a degree. So, if we're traveling at 2 knots, that means we're traveling at 2 arc minutes per hour, and 2 times 60 equals 180 arc seconds per hour.
So at this speed, how long would it take us to travel 1 whole degree of latitude?
In 1 hour, we'd travel 2 arc minutes, or 2/60th degrees. That reduces to 1/30th degrees. So, we need to row at this speed for 30 hours straight to travel 1 full degree of latitude.
30 hours? That's 1.25 days.
Thankfully, we're already at the troll ship. My arms seriously hurt.
Same. They feel like jello holding up these binoculars. Jello.
Focus, Max. Save the lighthouse, then snacks.
Right. What is that big round thing next to the catapult?
It's a huge protractor. I guess they're using it to measure the angle?
Look, they've got it set to 20 degrees. You were right. They are going to skip a stone across the water into the lighthouse. What are we going to do?
To skip a stone that far, the catapult would have to throw the stone super fast, which means it would need to be anchored to the ship. Otherwise, the force of the lever would move the catapult and alter the angle.
Look, they've got the catapult anchored to the deck with 4 ropes. If we sneak on and loosen them, it should throw the arm off target.
Nice. But how are we gonna get on the ship?
Swim.
Ooh, that water was cold.
Oh yeah. I am very glad to be back on dry land.
I just hope loosening those knots worked. They're about to light the lighthouse lamp.
3, 2, 1!
The beacon is lit. What a glorious sight. Oh dear, it appears the mast of a ship in the harbor has broken.
The catapult must have spun around and hit the mast.
Catapult?
Yes, but nothing to worry about.
Okay. Oh, by the way, I nearly forgot. I have a message for you.
You do?
I was directed to deliver it to 2 young foreigners. I assume those are you. Were you expecting a message?
Why, yes. We've been waiting on it.
We have? I mean, yes. It's the message we've been waiting for.
Here you go. As if I didn't have enough responsibility as the first monumental lighthouse keeper. I need to be a courier as well. Here you go. Good night.
Ollie, what are you thinking? You don't know if that message was for us.
I know, but we've been hopping around the ancient world intercepting Pog and Mole messages. I figured... I don't know what I figured.
Well, might as well open it.
It says, does it make a sound?
As in, if a tree falls in the forest and no one is there to hear it, does it make a sound?
The final piece of the Pog Buddhist cone. This was a Pog Mole message. Does that mean the lighthouse keeper is a mole? Or did someone just give him a message to deliver because he knows everyone?
This is giving me the heebie-jeebies.
Same.
Let's go back to Oshkosh before things get stranger.
As if. This episode of Mysteries About True Histories was written by Dan Gold, and voiced by Dexter Danger Mayo, Molly Smith, Sheila Morris, and Adam Tex Davis. Original music by Brian Suarez. Our associate producer is Max Kamaski. Technical direction and sound design by Josh Hahn. Mysteries About True Histories was created and produced by Adam Tex Davis and Jerry Kolber and is an Atomic Audio production.
The International Children's Arts Network, ICAN, is made possible by the Herbert A. Templeton Foundation, the Oregon Cultural Trust, the Brookby Foundation, and the Oregon Community Foundation. ICAN. Poetry, story time, and music for kids.